Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer and your host for tonight's show of the Science of Health and You. We'd like to thank our listening audience for being a part of our show today, and we're going to have a special treat for you this evening and lay off some of the technical words that we use on the Science of Health and You and open the forum up to, we could say, a town hall meeting or fireside chat or whatever we want to call it, but we want to make sure that you are involved in our subject matter for tonight's show. That particular subject matter is urban violence, mass shootings, mental health, and what do you have to say about what's taking place in your city, in your community, in your state? What do you have to say about what's taking place in our school systems that's dealing with violence? And what do you have to say about our political system that basically for over 400 our state representatives or our federal representatives are being threatened with violence and so forth and so on because of decisions that they make? So we have a political problem, too, when it comes to mental health and shootings and so forth and so on. Also, we have economic situation that has a direct reflection on some of the things that are taking place in our communities when it comes to shooting. So it's so many different combinations. There's so many different areas of concern. It's so many things that are taking place. Misinformation, disinformation, unsure about this, unsure about that, health care, psychology. We have all these psychologists in this country, and no one seems to have an answer for urban violence or, as we refer to it, as mass shootings. We know that over 275 mass shootings have taken place in the United States of America since January of this year. This is unthinkable. We also know that the medical profession kills 15,000 people a year as well because of bad communication, misinformation, unsure what to do with a human person to make sure or ensure that he has sustainable health care issues. We have problems with abortions in our country, which is a killing. We have problems with the replacement ratio of men and women being born into the world, and communities are being distorted because we don't know that having a child has a direct reflection on our future in this country. So we have jailhouses where we take in numerous amounts of people every single year. We have a 45% increase in women going to jail. So these crimes that are being committed has a direct reflection on our state of mind, our poverty, our economics, our education, our social system. We have a suicide rate that's out of proportion. We have a mass communication effort. And what do we do about this? They're talking about hiring more police officers. But you just tell me, what police officers do you know or you could think of who knows when the next person is going to pull a trigger to do anything? So that cannot be the answer. So urban violence is one of the most divisive and most typical issues of our time. You know, we couple this with the social sciences and our first-hand experiences that we're experiencing in our community. The focus is on violence, on drugs, gangs, guns. This is a sticky subject. And this is one that we want to have you interact with us tonight. And maybe we can come up with some answers or some solutions on what we need to do. But first of all, I want to put the onus on you. We all live in a city or a community someplace, and my question to you is this, and this is part of our discussion today. Do you know your neighborhood association, your block club president? Do you know who your alderman or your city council person is? Do you know what district that you live in that has an effect on your ability to make decisions about what takes place in your community? There's so many did you knows that we're going to talk about tonight, and we want you to get involved. And, you know, I'm not really interested tonight, and just in case you do it, I'm not going to say anything. I want to know what you think. What do you think we should be doing? How should we be doing it? And how can we couple that with some preventive preventive measures that could create a series of smart nonviolent strategies that we could pull together in our own community? But it starts with you. You know, we don't know the next person who's going to get shot or killed. We don't know the next person who's going to flip out because of mental health issues and things of that nature and do something in your own community. We don't know who's going to be the next carjacker. We don't know. So we want to curb some of this information by maybe coming up with some solutions so our students can have a better advantage of how to bridge this gap on social issues, how to bridge this gap on this bleeding out theory that we're talking about. How do we stop the bleeding? That's another question. How do we stop the bleeding? We have people, individuals who are getting out of prison over the last year. They're allowing a lot of individuals who have not committed major crimes, they're getting out of jail. They're getting out of the prison system. But guess what? Those formerly incarcerated people have some issues when they come back to the community. Are they making the adjustment? What do we need to do? How can we get involved to make sure and ensure that we can be able to sustain ourselves in the next 10, 15, 20 years? And the most important thing is, where are we going to be 20 years from now? What's going to be happening in your community? What's going to be happening to your children? Are your children okay? Is your neighbor okay? Do you know your neighbor? What's going on your block? So we want to pose these particular questions to you tonight, and we want to also really pay attention to this one key issue here. The American Psychologist Association, they always talking about mental health issues, and they want to prescribe drugs and all these types of things. Like, it's going to really change something. But our emotional thinking and our behavior, those combinations, along with pills, have a real serious problem with mental health issues in our country. And most of you know that on IWDM Radio, we've had Blog Talk Radio, we've had numerous conversations throughout the last year and a half on some of the issues surrounding what's taking place in our community. We must find a way to begin to make an impact on the crazy things that are taking place in our country today. So once again, I want to welcome you to IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. And I'm hoping I'm saying just a few things to get you involved in this interactive lab that we talk about today. We're looking for self-care initiatives. We're not looking for any healthcare initiatives. We're looking for self-care initiatives. What do we need to do as individuals? And what are you doing as an individual to make an impact where you live in your community? But we must discuss this crime, this violence that is rampant in our community. You know, and we all know that the last week or two we have been talking about mental health, and we're going to get to that because this conversation between you and I is going to take us right back to the question or the statements that we make on our program every single week on what's wrong, or shall I say what happened to us from 1619, when we first supposedly came here, to 2023. We have gone through a large array of problems and situations and circumstances in this country. Violence has been a part of America for I don't know how many years, dating back to the days when they first got here and took the Indians and took the land from them and murdered them and created, gave them blankets with smallpox viruses in them. You know, we look at 1921 when we were really doing some things where they just murdered a whole town of people in Black Wall Street. You know, we have to think about the root cause of these types of things. And anything that you may come up with, if I can provoke some thoughts tonight, I want you to really, really pay attention to what we're saying tonight because it has an effect on you, the science of who you are and what you are and how we are and the situation that we find ourselves in our communities today. Keep an open mind. Kick back. Pick up the telephone while I'm talking and text somebody. Call them. We're talking about our communities. 5 years from now, I want you to think about this, and I want you to respond to this. Where are we going to be as an ethnic body? You know, we know the whole world is going crazy. We know the whole situation here in America is all out of whack. We know that people are taking our voting rights away from us. They're taking our educational rights from us. They're taking our political rights from us. They're taking economic rights from us. Where are we going to be 5 years from now? Let's not even say 10. 5 years from now. What is the state of your community going to be like? And I say state of your community, the state of you, because there's a community within you that functions just like the environment that we live in. Where are we going to be? Are we going to be stressed out? Are we going to have diabetes, high blood pressure? Are we going to worry ourselves to death? You remember the old saying that the grandma used to say, boy, you're going to worry yourself to death. That's real. So worry and fear and trauma, all these things have a direct reflection on the violence that's taking place in our country today. We know for a fact that 300 people a day in the United States of America is subjected to some type of gun violence. 300 shootings per day. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 9,000 people a month. you know, you're talking about 108,000 people a year. And let's put that five-year total to that. You're looking at 550,000 people who are going to be subjected to death, violence of some sort. And we just can't continue this to happen. We just can't do this. So 10 years from now, where are we going to be? 5 years from now, where are we going to be? What do you want to see happen? You have something in you, a statement or a concern that you can contribute to our program tonight. So we want to hear from you. This is your day. And we want you right now, push one on your telephone. Let's get this thing started before I bring on my co-host. And we're going to talk about this particular thing. But this show is designed for you to give us input so we can give you some information back to you that could be very helpful in whatever decisions you make or want to make. You know, just this week, we've already had three massive shootings that's taken place in our community. We have shootings in Dallas, in San Francisco, Virginia, you know, in Louisiana, North Carolina, Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, California, Sacramento, California has had mass shootings out there just recently. What's taking place in our community, and how can we get involved? So press one on your phone. Once again, this is IWDM Radio. So those of you who are on the Internet who may want to have a question or you may want to make a statement, since your service provider is not allowing you to get in because they want to charge you fees, we do have an alternate number that you can text your question into, and I can ask that question on your behalf right here online. That alternate number is 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. And those of you who want to ask that question on the Internet, you still can call in and ask your question personally. That is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. So with that, we have your show tonight. I want this board to light up with questions, light up with information, light up with a conversation. And once again, please call someone else on the telephone. We talk about our livelihood here. We talk about our children's lives. We talk about our grandchildren's lives. What are we going to tell them? And how do you have this conversation with them when they hear that Johnny got shot? When they hear other schools are having shootings and they go out of the door worrying whether they're going to make it back home or not? That's not the way to go to school. That's not conducive to learning. So we want to affect our community by, first of all, taking care of ourselves and taking care of your family and work hard in your community to make sure you know who to talk to make sure if you see violence taking place in your community, if you see crime taking place in your community, then you have someone you know who to call. In every city I know have different districts and what they call are different wards. Like here in St. Louis, we used to have 28 wards. Now we only have 14. But whatever ward that you live in, do you know what that ward is? Do you know who that alderman or council person is? Do you know your mayor? Do you know the president of your city council or the president of your alderman board? We need to know these particular things. And we also need to know this one particular thing as well, ladies and gentlemen, that if you're not a homeowner in your community, your voting right to what takes place in your community goes nil. The homeowners are the ones who have voices with the city council. They're the only ones who have voices with what goes on in the community because they're the ones who are homeowners and they make sure that they want their home to be protected. But if you're a renter, guess what? You have some issues when it comes to legislation, when it comes to new police officers, when it comes to what goes on in your community. If you're not the homeowner, then you have a serious problem on your hands because renters have no voice. And so in certain communities, all the old homeowners who are renting to you don't live in your community. They live someplace else, so they're not interested in raising the taxes on their property. So we got to keep those particular things in mind. Who is your president of your neighborhood association? I'm saying that more than one time because I want you to really pay attention on what's going to be necessary to curb the crime. Unlock that untapped potential that's in you, in your community. How do we bridge these social and economic relationships that we can make sure that we don't have to worry about getting up in the morning and somebody's stealing my catalytic converter off my car? Like in St. Louis, one guy came out of the house while they were stealing his car, and they shot the man because he wanted the catalytic converter that bad off his car. He wound up getting killed trying to protect his own property. So I hope I'm saying some things that pique your interest. I'm hoping I'm saying some things that are concrete, that can reduce homicide, that can help you while you're in your community. Is it mental health? So the question is, where do we go from here? These social, physical, mental, and economic conditions have a direct bearing in relationship to what's taking place in your community. So let's have this conversation. Welcome to IWDM Radio. And I'm going to have my host come on, and I know he has a few words he wants to say about this. And we're not going to really get into what we always talk about. We're just going to get into this condition, this state of affairs that are taking place in our country. Mass shooting, crime in your community, waking up in the morning, having a look at the news, and hear what? That somebody got shot, your neighbor, your cousin, someone that you know has lost their lives because of this condition that we are going to get into tonight, as we always do. But I think I said enough to kind of pique most of the people's interest. And once again, press 1 on your telephone if you want to ask a question. And those who are on the internet, text me at 650-669-0458. And we're going to talk about how do we stop this bleeding. How do we come up with some plans and programs based on our own self-initiative? Because I can't tell you where you live. I don't know what your problems are, but you know what they are. You know what's taking place in your community, and you know whether you have that ability to communicate with whom you need to talk to. So we got to have a better regard for ourselves and our lives, and let this deteriorating danger be eliminated. This is dangerous. This is truly dangerous. Our lives are at stake, quite frankly, as I said before, 5 years from now. What state are you going to be in? 5 years from now, what's going to take place in your life, your family's life, your children's life? When you send your child off to college, is he safe? You're shooting people on college campuses as well. What's safe? The only thing that's safe is you. So you're going to have to take care of yourself so you can be safe. Then you're going to have to take care of your children, be able to relay this information to your children, to your family members, your cousins, nieces and nephews, your neighbors. This is serious life. And we don't want to get religious tonight. We just want to get factual, because religion is your way of life. We want you to just speak from your heart. Get down to the nitty-gritty. Just kick your shoes off. And just look at it as being a town hall meeting where you can just speak your voice and talk and say what you want to say, share what you want to share, and then be able to listen so you can dissect what somebody else is saying, because it may be beneficial to you because you have a question. So press 1 on your phone, and I want to have my co-host come on and just give you the greetings and just get ready for this, Brother Abdul. It's just one of those times that it's time for us to listen, but it's also time for us to talk at the same time, where we can share with individuals what some of the issues to their problems are, because this is worldwide. This is local. This is statewide. This is federal. We just heard about it in Virginia, where the guy came into the congressman's office looking for him with a bat, beat two of his people, his constituents up. He just happened to not be there. Suppose he had been there. It could happen at your city council. It could happen at your grocery store. It could happen anywhere, where all these laws they have in place where you don't need a permit to get a gun. Anybody can buy a gun, any kind of gun they want. If the police officer stops you in your car, they can't even take the gun from you. This is a problem. This is a real problem. For those of you on the line, press 1. Also, reach out and text somebody in your neighborhood or in your family who you don't know where the next life is going to leave you. It's going to be because of a violent act or anything else. If you could have done something about it by speaking up and sharing and giving us information, or working in your own community to ensure and make sure that these things don't exist anymore. So, Abu Shaheed, how are you today, my good brother? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashid. How's it going?
Good. Going great. Going great. I'm just curious. I got a concern in our communities, and it's about our people. You know, and we just can't keep going like this, Abdul. You know, numbers don't lie. People do.
Absolutely.
But can you imagine 300 shootings a day? Yes. This is mind-boggling. That's 9,000 people a month, Brother Abdul. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
It is.
You know, it's just too much. So based on those particular rates, what are we going to do? You know? And so we ask you for your input in regards to this, because we're looking at this particular point, if we continue like this, we're going to lose 108,000 people this year on gun violence. And let's just take it to the 10th year. Let's take it to number 10. When you're talking about 1,800,000 people who will be dead in 10 years in our community, how long is it going to take us to be eliminated? It won't take long. We don't look at 10 years as being, you know, relevant. But we could be extinct to the degree that we're not functional in 10 years. Our community could be devastated, overwhelmed. 10 years, and 10 years are going to come whether we like it or not. Because time waits on nobody. So with that, my good brother, you know, if you could just introduce yourself, get ready for the conversation we're going to have with our audience today.
Excellent, Brother Rashid. It's just like what we've been talking about for almost 2-3 years now.
Yes, sir.
And it's what symptometry is all about. You know, we have the answer.
Yes, sir, we do.
It gets people to understand that we have the answer. We have the solution. Brother Rashid, this is what it comes down to. People do not understand how to live on this planet, period.
Mm-hmm.
They do not understand what it takes to live on this predatory, toxic, and adversary planet. Planet Earth is toxic, is adversary, predatory. Everywhere you turn. It's not just the human, but they're a large part of it. They're predatory. They're negative. If you don't understand how to deal with people, you have a problem. You're not going to survive. People do not know how to live on this planet. And no one have taught them. And no one is teaching them but symptometry. Because if you don't know how to stay healthy, Brother Rashid, how to keep the brain healthy and the mind healthy, you're going to sooner or later have a mental illness. And this is what has happened. Mental illness running rampant over the world. The same thing has happened before, 1600s. Same thing happened before.
Come on. 1600s, talk about that.
Running rampant. We have our politicians, the police with guns. They are mentally ill too. Nobody have escaped it. Why? Why is this the case? Because no one is teaching people how to live on this planet. No one learning how to repair the DNA. No one learning about how to eat food scientifically. And all the toxic metal that's in the air, in the water, in the food, that's now in their brain.
Yes, sir.
And if the cells of the brain shut down, on lockdown, then the brain won't have what it needs to be healthy, to be normal. Therefore, the brain itself will create more fiber-level plaque, neurofiber-level plaque to fill the void. More problem. And those toxic metals become growth factors. And that's what's happening. Growth factor for what? Microbes are feed on the brain, and the brain is shrinking because microbes are feeding on it. What can a person do with a shrunken brain? How much clarity are they going to be able to have? How much thinking they're going to be able to do? So we take living on this planet for granted and that everybody know how to do it. No. That's where we start.
Okay.
How to live on this
planet.
Yes,
sir.
How to
definitely be educated. Case. Yes, sir. You're definitely making the case. You know, you know, and I think in your article that you wrote on mental health, you cited something in that article that really, really has a concern of mine, where the National Council on Behavioral Health made a determination that 30% of our soldiers are mentally ill.
Yeah.
You know, that was an amazing statistic. You know, then you got 730,000 men and women experiencing post-traumatic stress disorders. 50% of returning veterans need to receive mental health. You know, it's like we're talking about the highest echelon. These people are supposed to protect us. You know, they really do. And then when you look
absolutely.
At when you look at, you know, mental illness don't discriminate. You know, it does not discriminate. So it's one of those types of things where we're looking at depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, addiction, Alzheimer's, substance abuse disorders, attention deficit hyperactivity, autism and dislocative disorders and intellectual disabilities. We're obsessed with a disposition that's causing us to lose our mind. So are we being human? I think that's the question we have to ask ourselves. That's the case we're trying to make.
No, we're not.
Are we really being human?
No.
So we want to take a few questions here. Now, I want you to, maybe share a little bit more, because you wrote this beautiful article on mental health. And if you could just take another couple, 2 or 3 minutes, and just kind of share with us that research and what it means and how that leads to this thing called mass violence, or what we call mass shootings. And I hate to use the word shooting, because this is a massive disability that's taking place throughout this country. And we got to make that case. And we're going to have to do something about it as individuals. We can sit here and have great conversations, but my focus is on, can we affect those who are on the line today to get up and do something for themselves, to look at yourself in a completely different way? More importantly, Abdul, is this. 10 years from now, where are we as an ethnic group going to be? That's the conversation we want to have tonight. 10 years from now, where are we going to be? We have all these statistics about anything we want. But what we don't have is someone providing us a cure to stop this, and who is going to do it. I think it starts with the individual. So if you could just share with us a little bit more about the article that you wrote on mental health, I sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, health is an individual effort, Brother Rashid. This is another problem. Health is an individual effort. You don't make the effort. You want to have health, let alone mental health. Brother Rashid, I've come to learn quite a bit about mental illness since writing that article. I've learned even more. In symptometry, no stones are unturned. If we don't keep to the normalcy, what's normal, it is the Almighty that created the normalcy. This is what's normal. To be a human being is normal. To be other than human is abnormal. Many people don't even realize what normal behavior is. We've been so far removed from it. See, there hadn't been a time since we've been in this country, Brother Rashid, that we had a normal situation.
Right.
We've always been in this panic mode, the survivor mode, being the victim, abused. Always. The trauma. What happened to us? What happened to our people? Never have gotten therapeutic, remitted for help. No therapy for help. Just matters just got worse and worse and worse. Now we just see the perfect storm. No one know how to cook food. Because the food that was fed to our people was garbage. It was food that was grown for the livestock. They weren't going to have no special food for the slaves to feed on, to eat on. So they fed the slaves the same type of food that they fed to the livestock. Many of the food that we're eating today is not much better. No one have used science to select our food but symptometry. And then sooner you start talking to people about the food, oh, we can't eat that. That's nothing to eat. Right. You're eating the wrong food already. This is why most people are mentally ill. They're consuming saturated fat when we need to avoid all sources of saturated fat. What does saturated fat, what does it do? The brain cells become calcified. They be on lockdown. Nothing get in, nothing get out. It is our brain that produces all of the brain essentials. The cells, that's what they do. If the DNA is fragmented 350 times a day and you don't have a clue about how to repair the DNA, you're going to be mentally ill. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, this is how it is.
It's so important, you know. And so,
we have all these other chronic diseases. It's not just mental illness we have. How can the brain be healthy when your liver is falling apart?
Right.
How can the brain be healthy when it depends on the kidney to be healthy? How can the brain be healthy and receive nutrients when you got hypertension or hypotension? Low blood pressure, high blood pressure. You must have normal blood pressure for the cells to be nourished, the brain cell, to receive nutrients and resources from what you're eating in the food. But you're not eating the right food in the first place. So how is that to nourish the brain? The brain is impoverished. Nothing there to work with.
All right, I got you, Rob. You know, it's really something to think about when we talk about violence. You know, even though you talk about how we can prevent the certain things that are taking place in our communities, in our cities, we still have this violence. And the thing about it, we're going to have to redirect it right back to what you're talking about. What do we need to do to get our minds right? Because violence in our cities can mean it's a bit much for most of us. And it creates stress and strain and fear, which also creates
more problems.
Physical condition. You know, so you have all these different particular problems that are taking place. And I was just doing some statistics on if we could just reduce violence by 15% in every single city. Just listen to this. If we could drop the homicide rate and save in Massachusetts area by 25%, we would save $11 billion. If we're in Seattle or Philadelphia, $8 billion. $7 billion in Chicago, $10 billion in other parts of the country. This violence thing and this mental health thing has a financial problem. So it covers
absolutely
every area that we can think of. You know, so
now why do you think that's the case, Brother Rashid? It covers every area. Why do you think that's the case?
You know,
here's the thing. What can a person do without a healthy brain? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So,
the brain and the three nervous system, that control everything.
Yes.
The brain is the command center for the human being.
Yes, sir.
And our mind is the decision maker.
Yes, sir.
If the brain is congested and have all these heavy toxic metal in it that causing everything to malfunction, can you imagine toxic metal everywhere? In something that's the electrical?
Yes, sir.
The brain would be on the wavelength of the toxic metal.
Right.
And then you add alcohol and drugs to the mix.
There we go.
You add alcohol and drugs to the mix. Alcohol denatures enzymes. Drugs have more toxic metal. Alcohol, more toxic metal the person is consuming. You're already getting toxic metal from the air you breathe, the water you drink, and the food you're eating. Brother Rashid, I'm here to say that if we don't change the diet, modify the diet of the people in our community, this is where we have to start. Nobody's going to save us. They're not coming. We'll be extinct. Nobody's coming to save us. We're going to have to save ourselves.
Yeah.
Those people who got a mind still intact.
Right.
They're going to have to get on this wagon of centometry. This is all I have
yes,
to say.
Sir.
Nobody is going
you.
To save us. The first thing that we have to do is understand that food on this planet kills and that the air we breathe is foul and that the water we drink foul. Now, what are you going to do?
Okay. Well, let's get down to some questions that maybe some of our people have. And we know how poverty has an effect on a lot of things. Poverty has an effect on the type of food we buy. Poverty has a lot to do with violence, and it perpetuates violence. To be in that state of mind, that poverty thinking process, this is what you're talking about right now, this poverty state of being that we find ourselves in. How do we curb this? And so I'm going to open the lines up for those of you who are on the telephone who may have a question about the violence in your community. Like I said, this is your show. We're looking to reduce the violence in our city, and it can help you maybe just say something to a person in your community or a city council person or the police department for that matter. We're going to have to be able to be human in our thinking processes. So that's important, of being individually healthy, so we can be able to share this information with some common sense, with some correlations, the interconnectivity of what we're talking about, the interrelated things that we're talking about. Why does violence exist at the rate that it is? How can we promote peace when we don't know what the consequences are by not doing the things that create peace? So it's a lot of little things, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to just think about. We've said a lot in these few first minutes opening up. We want you to push one on your phone. Give us your viewpoint on what's being said. What do you think that you can do, not what we can do? What do you think that you can do to help alleviate some of the problems in your local community that affects your socioeconomic situation? How we improve the welfare and the dispositions of people in our community? What can you do? Our community forum is really an outstanding community, but how do you be informed when you don't know the things that are causing you to have problems? So how can we address this issue? We talk about stopping the bleeding. We talk about the devastating consequences of urban violence. And Abdul Shaheed has given you a great outline and a bold new plan for peace in the streets. We just have to look at it from that perspective. We have the answers, ladies and gentlemen. We have the answers. The answers is in you. You have to do this research. You have to understand what's taking place. So we're entertaining any question or any comment that you may have pertaining to our subject matter for tonight, and that is, how do we address the mass shootings in our community? How do we stop this particular bleeding that's taking place and illuminating throughout our community? You know, when you go outside in the morning time to get in your car, how do you feel? Really, I want you to think about it. How do you feel, you know, being out late at night or coming home or driving down the streets where they're carjacking people, where they a car pulls in front of you, a car pulls in the back of you, then they walk up to you with a gun and take everything you have? How does that – don't say it can't happen to you. It can happen to anybody at any given time. So we're going to have to appreciate the conversation that we're having today. And we want you to offer your solutions that you may think. He stated a beautiful case to us that, you know, we know unhealthy living conditions, unhealthy eating has a direct reflection on your mental capacity. So we know these particular things. But I want to engage you in a conversation tonight. Please press 1 on your phone. I'll bring you into the queue. Give us your comments. Tell us what you think. This is your night. This is an interactive social lab. We want to hear from you. And do us a favor. Do you think this is a conversation we should be having in our own communities, on our own block? It can even start with something as simple as that, being a part of a block unit. It can be replicated in another block and replicated in another block. And we begin to address it. We begin to see this picture. So what lens are you looking from? What is your mental capability and possibility? How do you feel? So we have a hand raised here, 773-449. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open. Unmute your phone.
I'm sorry. It sure was muted. Just unmute.
That's all right. I know.
Pass it on.
Shaheed, Rashid, you asked the question about having a better regard for life. And Abdul Shaheed came back with the answer. And if you don't stand for something, you don't fall for anything. Once Allah bless us with the night of understanding, it's incumbent on us to whom much is given, much is required to get back. You gave the answer in your statement of having different forms and different ways to get that information out to people. Once we know what's at the core of something, then you can readily identify and implement, you know, the solutions to it. So if part of it is our food intake, our water intake, and the toxics in our environment, we have to make people aware of that. you know, and then make a, then make a conscientious decision to how they're going to be proactive in saving their own life. Our responsibility to you is just to give them the knowledge, and it is incumbent on us when we get the knowledge to share that knowledge. So what's at the core of it is information, information, the proper information. Then you take action, like you said, the forums and whatever it is that we need to bring forth in our communities, our neighborhoods, to inform the people. That's our responsibility. We can't make anybody do anything. We can just share with them what Allah has blessed us to be privileged to. And then if we do see a situation where we feel that it's appropriate for us to intervene in that, then we shouldn't have any fear. We shouldn't have any fear, you know, in doing that. So that's just part of, you know, what I see, you know, what I see. And you, it's so much you said already that could really answer the question for us if we just, you know, in, you know, engage in what you already said. But I'm sure there's other things that people, you know, may have in mind. But that, that's what came up for me. So thank you so much.
Okay. That was Islam. Beautiful, you know. And you know, the things that we always have to keep in mind is this. We're going to have some information in our minds to be, you know, information, the word inform is in that word, information. And if we're going to transform anything, if we're going to be able to change any behavior, we're going to have to know something. So as we sit here on the show every week, our focus, Amira, is this. How can we incorporate into the lives of those who are listening to understand the importance of you? That's why we call this program the Science of Health and You. That's a whole community operating within our own human anatomy that we don't even understand. So when you're feeding your children or giving your children or talking to your children in ways that not healthy, and we don't know it's not healthy. What's the old saying go? We don't know that we don't know that we don't know. This is deadly. No. So the question is, what do you mean I don't know? We have to address ourselves, and that's why I opened up the program earlier. This is about you. Mass shootings, crime, violence, urban situations. It's about you. If nobody does anything, then we're all responsible for what takes place in our community. You know, we know on the political level, nobody cares about us. They're allowing you to buy any kind of gun you want, anytime you want to. We know that most of the people who are making these decisions are the exact same people who are committing the crimes, because they're permeating the crime in our community by the thinking process and the values and the morality that they have, not knowing that this has a direct effect on a person or a human being. So the question is, are they being human? And the answer to that is emphatically no. But these same people we elect, these same people trickle down all these legislations, all these different, quite frankly, the reason poverty exists the way it exists is because of our Congress. It's because of our Senate. It's because of our president. It's because of our local leaders that we have in positions who really don't care about the human experience. It's all about greed. It's all about what's in it for me. It's all about those types of things. So this is why I want to address it. I want to hear from those who are on the line. What do you think is wrong? You know, in all these things that we're talking about, it is overwhelming to the human psyche if it's not healthy. If you're not feeling good, if you're not thinking good, you're piling on more stress, piling on more trauma, piling on more attention deficit disorder. And then you have the audacity to have a conversation with who? When you're not well. So we just want to say this. We're not trying to be hurtful. If we all can come to this one conclusion that none of us are well, then we're going to have a great conversation tonight. So please press 1 on your phone. And let us know how you feel about the mass shootings, the mass violence and crime in urban communities. And we're here to tell you that we have a bold new plan for peace in the street. And that bold new plan has to do with you. You know, on this program called the Science of Health News, I want to welcome those of you who just came on and those of you who are on the Internet. This is the Science of Health in You, and my name is Rashid Samam, and Abdul Shaheed is here. Providing us with answers and solutions to some of the problems that we have. We wanted to welcome you and thank you. I do have a couple texts in from the Internet, but
press one on your phone. Amira, do you have anything else you want to share before you press one?
No, I don't. I'm just going to listen, but I'll just say, like I said.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we just want to thank you for sharing.
If we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything. So if we know who's at the forefront of all of this, then that's what we should take our concerns to, not just talking amongst ourselves. You know? So that's
That's one of the main reasons I talked about, do you know what ward or district you stay in? Do you know who your alderman or city council person is? If you don't take that responsibility from the beginning and things are happening in your community, who do you blame? You don't even know who to talk to. Do you have a neighborhood association or block association in your community? Are you a part of it? Here we are with this powerful information that we're giving. Who are we sharing it with? We don't know the impact of what Abdul Shaheed just said would have on another person if they only knew. So please press one on your phone. And before I take this internet call, I want to make sure our audience here has something they want to say or add to this conversation. This show tonight is for you. You can call, you can come on and complain, say what you want to say, give us your viewpoint. What do you think we need to do? How do we need to organize and structure our community? How do we build better community lives? And that's our responsibility. For those of us who know, is to teach those who don't know. So what are you doing? What is the impact it's going to have on your children and your grandchildren? Most of you know that I'm always going to talk about our children and my grandbaby. I mean, I have a grave concern. I know you do as well, about your children and your grandchildren. I mean, come on. This is overwhelming to the human psyche until we get the knowledge and information in our brain so we can get a little peace in our lives. You know, we talk about peace in the street. We have a bold new plan for that to take place, but it also has to start with you first. Welcome to the Science of Health in You. Anyone else? Press one on your phone, and I'll bring you to the queue. Okay, I have this one internet call, Brother Abdul, and I'm going to direct that to you. This person is talking. The question is, how do we – what makes a person – want to do something for themselves? And I see you answered this question. I'm sure this is a person who haven't been listening for a long period of time. What makes a person want to do something for themselves, and how do we organize and structure that desire to want to do something? We talk about acetylcholine here. Come on.
Absolutely. You have to have a desire. You have to be determined. We cannot allow things to go on like they've been going on. Like we have to have a new approach. All of the answers to our problem is already inside of us, Brother Rashid.
Yes,
we look for answer outside of ourselves. The Almighty placed every answer to every problem inside of us, and we have to connect with it. First, when we don't know something, we need to learn what we need to learn. And we can gather together and have workshops, seminars. Start in your home. We know there's a big problem here. And we can't just do what's normally been done. We have to have a new approach to mental illness. You can't just counsel people and give them drugs. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked in hundreds of years, and we're still doing the same thing. We have to analyze the food that we're feeding our children. That's where it starts. No one is forcing us to eat any particular food. We're not analyzing what's being done to us. We're not thinking. That's the first place we should start, the food that we're feeding our children, the food that you're feeding yourself. Sometimes you have scientific eating. Start there. This is what should happen. Start with the food, the water. Learn what scientific cooking is all about, scientific eating, selecting the food. We're eating food that have poison. We drink coffee and tea. We drink soda. We consume sugary products with all kinds of chemicals. and additives, preservatives, food dyes, and coloring. Nobody's forcing us to eat those things. Come out of a bag. We're not producing them. We're cooking with their own salt. All these things, these basic things, these are basic things that will compromise the person's brain. How do you think when the person's going to have hypertension and diabetes, what kind of brain they're going to have?
Yes, sir.
When the kidneys are compromised, the liver is compromised, the pancreas is compromised, the adrenal gland is compromised. All those things are needed to produce resources for the brain.
I think one of the most important things in answering that person's question, you said it very well, putting on workshops and seminars, having that moral and mental capacity to do so is another story. And you just kind of share that. You know, even though you may have the desire to want to do a thing, but do you have the ability or the capacity to think your way through it and be consistent and precise with it, you know? And, you know, as we're having that conversation about that particular aspect of things, the three major functions of the brain and the three acetylcholine and all the things, I don't want to answer the question for you, but it's just three things there that we talked about in previous shows that has a direct effect on our brain and our thinking capacity. So as this person asked this question, what do we do or how do we do it? You know, it comes with the ability to think and process information in a way and then be bold enough and have the capacity and desire to want to make those particular changes in your community. You know, we got to be laser focused on public safety. How do we do that? You know, so I know without having certain components and operating procedures in this human body that we walk around with, it has a direct reflection on that. So if you could just share that real quick before I take the next question.
Yes, sir. Brother Rashid, we must always remember that we were created. The Almighty created us to live here. Even though there's predators everywhere, even though there's toxic everywhere, and we have to remember we're created to live here. So we have everything. We're equipped. We are equipped. See, we think we're a victim. And we think like victim. But we are equipped with everything that we need. We start where we are. We take little small steps. Sometimes it's already told us what we need to do. If you want to correct our situation, that's what we have to do. A new approach to mental illness. You look at all of the evidence around us, we know that too many people are mentally ill. And why? Because they cannot produce they can produce neurons. The main neurotransmitters, the acetylcholine, serotonin, and norepinephrine, they cannot produce those three main ones. The most broader one is the acetylcholine. They can produce the enzyme. It is not complicated, Brother Rashid. These are the things that make us normal. These are the things that make us normal. We ought to be able to produce neurons. Nobody's producing neurons, including the politician and the police. And the ones they have are calcified because they're eating worse than regular people. They're eating bad too. But we have to start with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Each person that's in the sound of my voice, you have to take the responsibility to begin to learn something new that you weren't taught in school. You're not taught in school. And you already have the determination in you as we begin to improve our own self. Health is an individual effort. And we all have to make the effort. If we want things to change, we have to change. We have to change and look at things differently now.
Tell me something, Brother Abdul, as we begin this conversation, we're trying to make sure that our listening audience are really involved in what we're trying to talk about. Let's just talk about this one particular thing, which I always thought has been a problem, and that is how damaging has it been for us, even though we have these answers, the root-based
causes of trauma. From the time we got here in 1619 to all the things
yes.
that are historically and generationally that's happened to us over the years, how difficult is this when it comes to we already know that we're lacking. We already know we don't have the self-knowledge to implement and the ability to, and the know-how to grasp what you're talking about. What are we going to have to do? And I think we hit it on it early on about putting on workshops and seminars and things like that. It's been devastating. You know, as we talk about the four birds that Imam Muhammad gave us a long time ago about education and economics and politics and social and cultural identity, has that, it's been tampered. That's almost like our three nervous systems when we talk about economics, you know, education, politics, and social system. If it's been damaged, if they don't allow us to get the education, we can't say they don't. The economic situation would create the poverty, which creates violence. The politics, the inability to function and feeling horrifying because someone will let you do what you need to do or act the way you want to act. And then to take away that cultural identity, how do we lead this body? How do we become leadership owners of ourselves? And I hope there's not too much that I'm saying. I know you have an answer for it, and I kind of know what it is as well.
Absolutely.
But
I certainly do have an answer.
The listening audience, we have to really pay attention to what happened to us. We really that's serious. Even though we know what's in Talmage's Barter, study of the human living cell, we know some of the answers, how difficult it is to even get to the point to even hear what you're saying. You know, talk to me about that a little bit before I bring in this call up.
Brother Rashid, we already know and understand that we have the best. We were made with the best.
Yes.
This is what the Almighty have told us in the Quran. He produced out of us the best. He made us with the best. There's no inferiority in us.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is this. After 250 years of slavery, our people didn't have anything.
Right.
They left the plantation with nothing. And they had a whole society of people just about that were angry with them because they were set free. But they weren't given anything, land, nothing. Now you're free. Go for self. Those people, most of them couldn't read or write, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
They could not read or write. But they had enough inside of them to produce education institutions.
Wow.
In the early 1800s. They had enough into them to start putting pennies together to buy their own land.
Mm-hmm.
They had enough sense in them to cooperate with each other, coming out of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed for us to have a better day, and we stand on the shoulder of giants. And we are letting this world do to us what they're doing when we can read and write. And we have the internet. We can teach ourselves anything we want. They had nothing. There was no mass transportation. There was no mass communication. But they still cooperated all over this country. And they established schools, institutions, when they could not read or write, most of them. I just can't make no excuses. Here's what people do not know, Brother Rashid. We have the genes of our ancestors inside of us. Those genes are perfect. They cannot be destroyed. They cannot be tampered with. That's why those people were able to do what they did. They connected with their genes, and the genes gave them the answer to everything they needed. And they were able to create opportunity for themselves right out of the thin air. That's how it's done. Because they believed in the Almighty Creator, the creator of everything. We don't have enough beliefs today. We believe in white folks. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the case. We think they have all of the power.
That's our problem.
All right. It makes sense to me.
The answer are in our genes, Brother Rashid, and we can help people to access what's in the gene. They came from our ancestors. The genes are not our own. They came from our ancestors, and they're inside of us. All we have to do is be on the wavelength to get the information that we need to make changes in our life, to give us the determination we need. I can tell you what food that you can eat.
You know, what you just said.
Some determination.
You know, that gene, can you imagine our children understanding exactly what you just said?
Yeah.
And knowing how they have the ability to access that as well.
The gene.
Because when you think about it, bro, you know, we got the historic black colleges. We opened up our own school. We had our own newspapers.
That's
we had
how
our
they
own,
did it.
We built our own building. So when we start talking about economics, you can't say we don't know how to pool our resources because they did it
we
already.
Did it already.
Examples have been set. So when you
already.
Start talking about the politics, we govern our own selves in our own community. This is what we're talking about right now. How do we stop the bleeding in our own community? We have the ability
make up our mind
to govern.
Stop it.
There we go. So our social
we
ethnic condition, which is
the mindset.
Yeah,
that's where it starts.
Yeah. Yeah. So that creation, that education, that invisible internal war that we're going to have to
we
pull
have
together
the
with.
Of our ancestor, we cannot ever forget that. We have their help with us in their genes that we carry. They are in every cell of our body, Brother Rashid. They are called histone, the nuclear histone of our genes. They are recording devices. They record everything. And the answer is in them. But we have to produce those three neurotransmitters in order to be on... in order to access the information.
Yes, sir. So once again, I want to welcome you to IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam and Abdul Shaheed on the Science of Health and You. And this is an open forum for you. We don't want to take up all the time. We want you to get involved. We want you to have something to say. We want you to ask some of the questions. Because just like the question that we just asked this person, which is a matter of fact, it's an 18-year-old. And the text just came back. Thank you so much. If I only knew that when I was first born, where would I be today? Just how powerful what you just said is.
You can make up all of that. You can make up all the grounds today.
Yes, sir.
Start now.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Take it seriously.
So that's a blueprint. That's
and know you have everything inside of you. That's the key word, Brother Rashid. Blueprint. It's in us already to do everything
all
we need to do for ourselves. Stop depending on others. We must take full responsibility for ourselves. Once we make up our mind, watch what happens.
You know, it brings to question this one particular thing that when you said blueprint, the first thing that came to my mind, what are we looking to somebody else for to solve our problems? You know, why
right.
do we always have to
do
depend
it.
On?
They can't.
So this self-confidence that we don't have. We have the leadership gene in us already because guess what? We've already done this before. And history
we are the leaders of
already,
the world.
Yes. I'm with you on that one. So we have a hand that's raised here before I take this other internet call. We're going to have, let me give you a go, 314-833. Please state your name, tell us where you're calling from. Give us your viewpoint. Give us your philosophy. Give us your idea. It take up 2 to 3 minutes to share with us, the listening audience, on what's taking place. We do have 1, 2, 3, 4 other questions here. Mark Shaheed, that's who you are.
Yes, I want to yield to, if you got other callers, go ahead. I yield to them.
No.
If you got other callers, go ahead. I yield to them because I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm enjoying the communication, and I'm enjoying the information. And Instructor Abdul Shaheed is right on point in terms of everything that it is that we need is within ourselves. Okay, so where we start within ourselves. So what is yourself? You see, and whereas that we are not a one-dimensional creation, we have to look at that. We're not a one-dimensional creation. We're just not only a physical creation. However, everything that, as Instructor Shahid has said, it does affect the other components that comprise the holistic human being. This is very important to note, you know, in there. But we also, when we start talking about optimum health, which Instructor Abdul Shahid teaches, optimum health, you have to look at the other vital components that comprise the human being.
Yes.
So when we say what is it that we eat physically, we also have an internal feeding too. What is it that we're eating mentally?
Mentally.
And what is it we're eating spiritually?
You see,
so if we ignore that, then there's going to be a lot of voids in the human being's life. You see, you're not gonna be mentally healthy. You're not going to be spiritually healthy. Matter of fact, in listening to Imam Muhammad, I once heard him say, he said that most all of our problems can be traced back to our spiritual well-being or not being well spiritually. And when you think about it, you know, spiritual in terms of how we're influenced, the world that we're living in and the words that we're feeding on, they have to be healthy words. So we have to ask ourselves, what's the best healthy words, you understand, to really get a picture of who it is that we are supposed to be. Now, we're seeing all different types of characters in this world. And we're watching TV, social media every day. And just as Rashid Salaam so eloquently articulated, the amount of lives that are being lost or maimed each and every day. This actually should speak more to us than just a statistic or just data. This actually, we should look at that and say, look, there are people in this world today that are operating on a world, on a word that have absolutely no regard, no respect, no value for the life that has been given to them as a human creation. You don't have that, you see. So where would you go? And where would you get that word or those words that will create the healthy internal environment that it is that we ought to operate with, other than the one that has created us? I mean, you know, you don't have to be a Muslim. Dr. George Washington Carver was not a Muslim, but he addressed God as Mr. Creator, and he respected the natural creation. And this is what we're failing to do. Whenever you fail to disrespect the natural creation, and we are part of the natural creation, is
we're part of it.
Each and every week he says that we are part of the natural creation, and then there's an inner working in the natural creation. There's a science in the natural creation of everything
Absolutely.
That has been created. And the human being is no exception to the rule, you see. But we have to be conscientious. And so when we see people, we talk about mental illness, mental sickness, mentally deranged people. We see people, you understand, that totally are unconscious. And that means that they have been desensitized, no sensitivity.
Yes.
See, this is why you can shoot up people. You can kill members in your family. You can kill your neighbors. You can kill people that you just don't even know. I mean, there is no, you know, in the court system, they look for motives. they look for motives, that, you know, what we call intention. What was the motive? What triggered this? You see? But when we go back and we look at it, we are seeing people that do not, and this is, you have to start with the basics. They do not value life. They don't value life. I mean, Instructor Abdul Shaheed did an excellent job in terms of, you know, speaking about this in terms of not valuing life. I mean, if you don't value, actually, if
your
you're
own
eating,
life. But you don't value your own life.
But you're taking poison in, not only physically, but you're taking poison in mentally and spiritually.
Absolutely.
So if, in fact, that you're being told that you're a sinner instead of that you're a winner, that you're a loser, and you got the opportunity to be a chooser, that's poison. That's absolutely poison.
Yeah.
That's poison in terms of your thinking. You can't be healthy if you're told from the beginning that you're a sinner.
That's right.
And that you're not a winner. So, you know, with the right words, and the right words are always going to come from the Creator in terms of true scripture. True scripture is going to give you your true picture.
Yeah.
I mean, this should make sense to anybody that's using intelligence, the internal communication of the genes.
That's what it is.
There's certain things you don't even have to go to school for. The Creator has already put intelligence in you. But we're not using it. You see? Oh, I could say a lot more about this, and I didn't want to take this down another road, but I have to, because Allah put that spirit on me to address it. You understand? In the beginning, and it's in their book too, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God. Now, if we don't have the Word that was with God, then it means we are all by ourselves to make foolish, foolish decisions in regards to our whole life. And our young people have not had guidance, and you don't have a criteria. You know, we just finished Ramadan. And even if they just knew and understood the importance of the final revelation for all of humanity. This is not just for Muslims only. And most certainly, this program, this production here, is not catered to just Muslims. Our bodies are not made any different than any other human body. But there should be a different mindset. There should be a different spirituality that it is that we all should have. You know, for actually one to get guidance in our life in every aspect of our life. I'm putting emphasis on every aspect of our life, every vital component in our life, we should want to have guidance in that regard. And the Quran is also a criteria. I mean, it's a criteria between what is the distinction between right and wrong. There's the right thing to do, there's the wrong thing to do when it comes to the foods that we should eat, and it's wrong in terms of foods that we should not eat. But that's the same thing when we talk about the mental health. There's the right thing that we should be taking in, ingesting, digesting, and there's the wrong thing that we should be taking in, digesting. This should be simple to people to understand this. And then this is going to impact the emotionality. It's going to impact the social health of us as people. You see, all of these things are interconnected. They're interrelated. And this is why Allah created us. He created us in pairs. But it is very important that we never want to go away from the guidance. And this is what we see when we go away from the guidance of the Creator who created us. Matter of fact, it was the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, which means that the peace be up on him, the one that has created me will guide me. Now we walk away from that, and God has said in both the Bible and also Quran that those who reject his sign, who reject, what do you mean sign? Reject his message. He does not guide them. So we're seeing people who are not guided and we're not accepting his message. So we don't accept the message. Then we get the first four letters of the word message. We get the mess. And this is what we see. So what is the answer? You have to go back to the word. You're going to change your world by changing your word. I could say more, but I think I said enough, and hopefully this adds something to the conversation,
absolutely,
the communication, the information.
Absolutely.
And if we want to get healthy again, we're going to have to change all the way around. Not only the food and all that we intake, that we ingest and try to digest, but also the message in terms of the words, the information that we are taking in, because this is bringing about the deformation. You know, when we see deformation in the society, then we got to bring about a reformation. You know, I subscribe to this thinking it's easier to shape and form a child than it is to rebuild an adult. It's easier to shape and form a child than it is to rebuild an adult. I'll stop there.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so very much for sharing
that wonderful concept. You know, we appreciate that. You know, that's why we have this show. We want you. This is IWDM Radio. For those who just got on board,
this program is designed for you tonight. We're talking about, we're having a town hall meeting, a fireside chat, whatever you want to call it. But we want your input. We understand when we see a young lady on TV crying because her baby's been shot. You can't say that doesn't have an impact. Anytime you see these mass shootings and children are being killed in this country, you can't say it doesn't have an impact on you. So the question is more made so clearly, what happened? That's basically what he's saying. So now that we know what happened, which is this root-based therapy that we talk about here, the science of health in you, then we got to put together the plan of action, that new plan to develop our own self in a peaceful state. Because when you say the word, you just solved the whole problem right there. Scripture has told us, but those who don't follow the word, what happens? Their world is ending, and it has ended. Now, here we are faced with the same situation. My question early on to you, 10 years from now, where are we going to be as an ethnic group? Where are your children going to be? What did you do to ensure that they had a legacy of some sort to live and a guidance that we taught them, that's taking them to the scripture? As Mark said earlier, you get a true picture with the scripture. There's no doubt about that. So we do have a couple more hands raised here. Mark, thank you so much, brother. You know, that was really you clarified his stone.
That's right.
In essence, as he talked about the genes that is already in us, each one of us have a different blueprint. None of us have the same blueprint. None of us have the same gift, and none of us have the same genes. So,
and that's why
so
we're
important.
All sent here. Put that,
yes,
all
sir.
That together and work together to solve,
yes,
these
sir.
Problems.
You know, when you said that, Brother Abdul, this is what I was thinking about earlier today. I said, now, it's been violence since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this evolution, when you say we just been sitting here to do what? To perfect
absolutely.
This true
absolutely.
Human being. And,
the
you know, I know a lot of people have died. I know a lot of people have died over the years, but in God's time, it may not be much time at all.
That's
in our
nothing.
Time, we see things differently. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
That was really
that
resonated with me. Yes, yes. So praise God on that one. So we do have, we want you, those of you who are on the line, press 1 on your phone. You know someone who's been affected by violence. Press 1 on your phone. If you have an experience that you want to provide with us, about what happened to you or what you think should be done for us to begin to correct what's taking place in our community right now. And I don't think we can get any better what Mark said, understanding the word. In the beginning was the word. What word are we following right now?
Absolutely.
The obedience,
That it's all boils down to obedience. And this world is strictly disobedient. The condition of this America, as we see it, all we have to do is pick up scripture. We read about it. Pick up the book and read about what happened to those who disobeyed. What happened to those who didn't follow God's word? Their world ended. So at this particular point, I'm going to bring on, we have 111. You know who this is, 111. Please state your name, tell us where you're calling from, and what would you like to contribute to the show tonight?
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam, Sister Amino. How you doing this evening?
Yes, how are you, gentlemen, and everyone else that is on the line? I was not going to call in tonight. I was just going to listen. But, you know, I'm prompted to say this. About the elephant in the room.
Yeah,
we're talking about mental illness and how, you know, first, and these mass shootings. First of all, violence in America has been just like apple pie. America was found on violence toward us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Us as a people, we were kidnapped from our own original land, forcibly brought here to be slaves.
Yes.
And we are not. We're slave servants of Allah. We're not slave servants to man. But we have this whole mindset in this country. And you have a lot of people that look like us that take on the mindset of the those that oppressed us. We have a lot of classism, racism among our own people.
Absolutely.
Who think they are better. And that's another thing. You know, we've had scripture, all the different scriptures from the beginning of time, you know, but we also have people who don't adhere to their scriptures. They talk and they pontificate and they do dawah and they witness to people, but they don't live the scripture that they believe in all ways. You know, they look down on those that are not as doing as well as them. This is in the church, in the masjid, and in the synagogue. So we got to look at that, too. That's what I mean when I say the elephant in the room. We got people that think they're better than others that they pray with every single week. And nobody is exempt from most of the people look down on those that are mentally ill. I've seen it up close and personal in my own family for years. I've seen how the stigma of having a mental illness is frowned upon, is made fun of. Family members make fun. People in the religious community make fun of those that are mentally ill. And then you have this society that already labels the mentally ill. And there's different levels of mental illness. Some people are just depressed or have anxiety. Some are worse. You know, it's a level. Some are severely. The people that are abused, they're really stigmatized. And that is male and female and children. Look at all the children and the people that have been in foster care, the people that have been on drugs for years. No, everybody in the society cast them aside. And don't talk about the racism and the sexism. So all of that comes into play. That's the elephant in the room as well, you know, as far as how we stigmatize people, how we look down on people. Allah is the only judge, but you have people even in these authority positions or in the houses of places of worship you know, they look down on everybody that's not doing as good as they are. Or they may have a family member that's going through one of those issues, whether it's abuse or whether it's mental illness. Or, you know, and nobody really looks at the solutions until something happens. When something happens to somebody in their family, then all of a sudden it's a big problem. But we need, as a community, as a collective, as a society, we have to really look at the fact that, yes, we have a part to play in how we treat our fellow man. We have a part to play. No one person is better than anybody else just because you have, you know, you got the nice car, the nice house, the nice job, and somebody else is working fast foods or somewhere else, you know, working two or three low-wage jobs. Nobody's better than anybody else, but you got people that think they are. So we got to deal with that as well, because that's been going on for years. Assalamu alaikum.
There again, Brother Rashid, those people cannot produce those neurotransmitters. They be on a wavelength with those evil people in their lineage.
That's true.
Evil people.
And she said something so important. You know, she really did. When she mentioned the different synagogues and the Islamic centers and the masjids, you know, some of us were born, and we've talked about this whole thing, born with severe deficiency. So we can talk about religion all we want. We can come up with somebody saying this. But what is the state of that person's thinking process when they're exposed to whatever religious doctrine they find themselves into? And one of the beautiful things that she said, you know, the morality, the values that we claim to get. And because we say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, don't necessarily mean too much of anything if your actions, your deeds are not in accordance with the word of God. You know, and, you know, so often I hear Muslims talk about what we should do. We do this. We follow this. We do this. We do this. Guess what? Suppose I'm severely ill. Well, my comprehension has been contaminated. My ability to think and reason has been jeopardized. There's a lot of work that has to be done. And this is the purpose of the phone call. I asked the audience to participate in. We're not here trying to judge anybody. We're not here trying to tell anybody anything. We have a massive, massive problem in our country with mass shooting. We have a massive problem with mental health. We have a massive problem with understanding how to even proceed, how to go about doing what we need to do. So this new plan that we talk about today for peace, ladies and gentlemen, it's you. If you want peace in the street, it's you. You know, we're not blaming anybody for anything. Aggregately, where is the leadership? Now, we know as Muslims, we know where leadership is, but we're not the only people on the line today. You know, what is true leadership? And that's the question I have from the internet right now. The question was asked, when you say leadership, what are you talking about? So that could be broken. That's a deep rabbit hole. That's a very deep rabbit hole. So we want to ask that particular question for the person who texted in. What do you mean when you say leadership? What does that mean as an ethnic group to us? What does that mean? So Abdul Shaheed, you want to tackle that one? We know we got the blueprint.
Oh, yes, sir.
We know we got the blueprint.
I'm glad to tackle that one.
We know what we need to do. But what is the state? I mean, she said something that really got me. In every religious doctrine, we judge people. We look at people the wrong way. And so we can't say religion. What is the state of the mind of the individuals that we're dealing with on a regular basis? Why would a person get an AR-15 to go into a school to shoot up somebody? You can talk to them in the gym all day long. They don't hear nothing you say. So leadership, powerful, powerful word, my brother. Just go ahead and share a little bit with me if you don't mind. And we're going to take another couple phone calls that's on the line. For those of you who just joined us, this is an open forum to discuss the problems that we have in America, quite frankly, the world. We're just going to specifically deal with America and all the mass shootings that are taking place, all the killings that are taking place, and including the walking dead who are walking around dead. Got a body. got a body but no thinking capacity, no ability to reason, no ability to perceive, no ability to even have a conversation with you that makes any kind of sense whatsoever. This is a severe trauma that's taking place in our country today, and we don't know the next person who's going to pull the trigger. I don't care how many police officers put on the street. We don't know the next person that's going to snap because of a situation or a circumstance that has happened to them, because of the pressure and the strain of anxiety, the fear, you know, that has happened to them over the years, and we're just borderline from insanity to sanity. How are we going to correct that? So we'll ask you to open your line up today. Share with us what you think. What can you bring to the table that we may be able to evolve to another state of being and make this peace in the street concept come into agreement as far as our new lifestyles, our new plan that we're trying to put in place? We're going to have to take it to the streets at some point in time. So why don't you address the question? We talked about decision-making. I want you to deal with that because the brain and the mind, that has a lot to do with leadership as well. So if you can share with us that information, if you can, Brother Abdul-Shaheed, knowledge and know-how, that's leadership as well. So we let you take that to its particular level, and then we'll answer a couple more phone calls that we have here. We got 20 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen, so press one on your phone. If anything we said to you resonates with you tonight, welcome to IWGN Radio, the science of health for you. Our subject matter is violence. Subject matter is
Yes,
sir.
Yes, yes. To answer the person's question of where the leadership come from, it comes from all of us. The Almighty created us all for a reason. He create what he will, and that's why we're all here. He created us because we all bring something to the table. He blessed each and every one of us with expertise, with excellence, already inside of us. But something happened. What happened? We left normalcy. We don't know what normalcy is all about. We don't know about these rules that sometimes they have figured out and uncovered. So we're in a state of abnormalcy. That's why we have the disease. We're not supposed to have them. But we do. Normalcy is what a human being is supposed to be doing on this planet, taking care of each other, being in charge, being the true leader. We already know what that is. That's why we're sent here, to be in charge of the planet, to be in charge of the creation, to make things better, to improve the life. But we're violating all of the rules because no one has brought these things to our attention. Since we are violators, we break the law. We broke the law. We're breaking the rules to health and everything else. Therefore, our cell has produced these diseases for us. All of the mental illness condition, all of the mental disorder, and we can name them, schizophrenia, neurosis, psychosis, personality disorder, hyperactivity, bipolar disorder, autism, manic depression. All these different diseases are here for the non-production of neurons and the non-production of acetylcholine, serotonin, non-production of electrical energy in the brain. These are the facts. It is electrical energy. If it's not available, you can't produce neurons. And the few neurons that the person have available, have left, cannot restore the person's mental health. This is the source of every mental health crisis in the world. I just explained it.
Yes,
now, if a neuron can no longer be produced, then you have forgetfulness will occur. Amnesia, dementia will occur. And more neurons cannot be produced to retrieve information. Where is the information? In our histone, in our nuclear histone of our genes, Brother Rashid. That's where the information is. The wavelength, they're in the form of vibration. People have toxic metal in their brain that causes certain vibration, certain frequency.
Mm.
I am telling you, and I'm sharing with you what is going on all over the world. And finally, the person with Alzheimer's disease will occur because neurofibrillary plaque has replaced neurons in the brain.
If you don't have what's in the brain, what should be there to be on a paradigm of normalcy, our own brain will produce neurofibrillary plaque to take up the void. There can be no emptiness. That's a principle in quantum physics. If what's supposed to be there, like neurons and neurotransmitters, if they're not there, our own brain will produce more plaque, more plaque, more plaque until we get the message. This is what is happening. So according to symptometry, a person who suffered from mental illness must produce neurons to recover from their mental illness. And pharmaceutical drugs that psychiatrists and psychology use will not help the person to produce neurons. Therefore, it would be impossible for psychiatry to cure mental illness. We have to change the approach.
I mean, you should have mouthful right there, brother, because...
Yeah, we have to change the approach.
If they're so dynamic, why have they failed us? Why have they been ineffective? Why have they been inadequate? Because we have more mental illness than ever before. More illness than ever before. It's just unbelievable. Yet they have all the answers, and we keep running to them for help.
No amount of money is going to save us. They keep throwing at the problem is going to save us. We have to save ourselves, Brother Rashid. Listener. It's inside of us.
Sir.
Everything we need is already inside of us, and we have a solution. We need people now to come together and start implementing a solution, and to start with each and every one of us, and start with what we're eating. Our brain is connected to our mind, soul, spirit, personality. They're all connected. The human being, we must learn what a human being is. A human being is an energy-dependent biological organism. We depend on energy.
Okay.
It is also high maintenance. We can neglect the maintenance of our cells, the maintenance of our blood, the maintenance of our organs. We have to remove these blood impurities, toxic metal that we breathe, that we're breathing from the air, we're drinking from the water, we're eating from the food. And we have what it takes to ionize them, remove them from our blood. If we don't do it, we will never restore our health, let alone mental health.
And we're gonna have to really do a show.
What we must do.
Yeah, we got to really, the components of the body that we started this presentation on, starting in May, we started talking about the brain, the nervous system. But when we have to do a special presentation, ladies and gentlemen, and when you do this special presentation, you're going to have to bring your children and put them on the line. We're going to talk about neurotransmitters. When we say that, what does it do to you? Acetylcholine. When you hear serotonin, when you hear neopinephrine, what does that mean to you? But those three components is your existence. It is your actually physical and mental existence on this planet.
Rashid,
and our babies don't know it.
Human behavior. They control human behavior.
Wow. All right.
Here you cannot produce them because of what you're eating, what you've been exposed to.
No matter how we say it, what we say, it's going to always go back to your consumption, your digestion.
Absolutely.
Number one reason why we have diseases,
consumption.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Number two, exposure. Number three, accidents. We're not paying attention. Well, I understand why, but...
All right, no problem. We do understand why, because we're having that discussion right now. This is IWDM Radio, ladies and gentlemen, the science of healthy you. We're talking about shootings and killings and just community violence. We're talking about those things that have a devastating effect and consequence on our community. What can you do about it? We talked about knowing what district and neighborhood associations. We talked about things that you know. What are you doing as an individual? Are you a part of one of those block units? Are you a part of the neighborhood association? Do you know who your councilman alderman is? Do you know who your mayor are? What's happening in yourself? That's community yourself first. Then you need to know what's happening in your community. So we're going to take a couple more callers here. We have some hands raised, and we want to get these questions asked or comments made. Just take 2 or 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and share with us what your input is, and if something resonated with you, we want to hear about it, because this is a communal concept.
It's 843-737. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. This is Haniya calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. What's your name again?
Listen, I got on Haniya. Haniya.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. I was listening to Neutron, all of that. I hear that. But I still go to the spiritual. I want to say starting in the garden. I'm going back to the garden where Allah created man, Adam, and Shaitan didn't want to submit. This is where it started from. And he told, you know, he said he's gonna take the people from the believers, the righteous from, let me see, I want to say from the straight path, and you, my servant, you cannot have a lot. I said, my servant, you will not have. You can get who you want to, whoever you choose. I'm just not breaking it down exactly what I'm reciting the Quran.
We know.
Normally, I can. I will say that. But it started there, and then we're in a society, that spirit, if you're not conscious of your soul purpose, why you was created, put on this creation, this, or in this universe, in this earth, in this creation, the purpose for being there. So we got forces and energy and spirit. We're dealing with that. So society, when they don't know when Shaitan is doing what he's doing, people don't understand. They got a false understanding of what Shaitan is and who's Allah. And they don't understand. And Allah tells the believers, the Muslims, say, you say you believe, you think you're going to be tested. We're going to be tested. So when we go through trials and tribulation of life and it's bad and we're not dealing with it, we get bitter, you know, it calls the mind. You get bitter and you hold that stuff within your soul and your spirit. And when you go on into the next situation, you haven't dealt with that because you're not, listen, how can we be Khalifas? I'm just dropping all over things, the Khalifa of creation, when we stuck, we holding on to things. And it messed with us internally, emotionally, morally, and spiritually. And with society, the evil side, the bad side, it can be good. You have a choice. When they present this stuff to us, internet, games, how to shoot and kill, hatred, despise, all that caused their illness to build up. And if you don't have your light, your conscience, know who the source of everything, you will get stuck right there. You will stay right there to the point you will snap. Those will snap and shoot up schools because they got hatred. And when an African-American commit a crime, a heinous crime like that, white people got mental illness. They when they do something bad, they mental ill. If something wrong, see, they still dividing us up. It's a spirit and energy. Mm-hmm. And we have to be conscious of that. We can't let them dictate to us or tell us this is what it is. Yeah, you should want to eat right, eat to live. Spiritually, physically, morally, mentally, eat to live, eat healthy. You know, sometimes you could be in a situation and it calls you to snap. Somebody do something to you bad and you couldn't deal with that pressure and you snap. And that chemical imbalance calls things to act a certain way. If you're not conscious of your creator and your soul purpose, okay, it was just a test. Let me get close to Allah. But okay, they're going to make it better. I strive to be better. It's just a test. Let me do the thing that is pleasing to Allah, to our creator. Well, you know, it's so much you can talk because we constantly, we're not stopping. We keep turning the wheel. But the wheel can stop when you pay attention to your soul purpose. You don't let them dictate to you and tell this what it is and this how you handle it. And this, we all on the edge of some mental illness. You think about slavery, what our forefathers went through. And we have to see the African American, see stuff, hear stuff, then the tree. That's enough to make you want to snap too. But when you're conscious and strong and know your soul purpose and talk about it. Long time ago, we had family that had a mental illness that kept them in the back room, nobody, they didn't want people to see them. They didn't want you to come to the house, you would never see them because they stayed in the back. Something could have happened at birth, something happened. You know, but now this day and time, everything in society, it make us ill. It project that okay. to us where we will be ill. But if you know better, you do better.
That's right.
I guess I'm trying to say it's a lot. It's a lot, but
hey,
it's a lot. Knowing your creator,
well,
that's what it's all about, and the forces that we're dealing with.
This is what the science of helping you is all about. So I want Brother Abdul to address what you kind of say. I mean, what you were saying is right what we talk about every single week here, and it's just so broad, it's so big, it's so beautiful. At the same time, it's so devastating if you don't understand what you just said. We have to trust in Allah and follow the obedience that He has provided for us through His guidance in the Quran. And, you know, I just want Him to kind of put together what you just said. We've said it already. I don't know if you've been on for a long period of time.
No.
But what you just
I
said, what you just said is what we do every single week. What you said is what we try to package every single week so we can understand this physical being that we have. And as we said earlier, most of us, some of us have been born with severe deficiencies just coming into this world. So by not having all those components, having those energy levels connecting has a direct reflection on how we think and how we act. So thank you so much for sharing. And we are talking about the science of helping you. We are talking about mass shootings. We are talking about all those things that make up this problem society that we live in today. And this is one of them that we are addressing tonight, and that is how do we input, how do we take individual lives and build community lives? And that's what this focus is all about. Once again, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for those remarks. We certainly appreciate
it. Yes. Yes, sir. Let me get this other caller in, and you can kind of cover both of those questions, those statements and comments that you just made. We have 706-202. Please state your name, tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is currently open. We have something to address this night on the science of health and you.
Assalamu alaikum. Is this Brother Rashid?
Yes. And Abdul Shaheed.
Brother. Okay, Abdul. Yeah, I know that's symmetrics. I know who he is. But I was just making sure this was Rashid on. Because you're in St. Louis, correct?
Yes, sir. Now, who is this calling again?
This is Brother Kwame down in Georgia, Kwame Sunhorse.
Kwame, how you doing, my good brother?
Yes, sir. I'm grateful because I was just making sure because I'm going to be in Navajo next weekend. We're having gathering of the elders and the indigenous elders that are coming from around the world
okay.
to come there to have a gathering, a spiritual gathering there on the Mississippi. And so I was just trying to make sure. I said, well, I give them a call when I get over because I'm coming in there next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Looking forward to seeing you, my good brother. Go ahead.
I know you
have a comment to make.
Oh, yeah. I got a very much a comment because this is why we're coming together with the elders. And this is
sir.
Who we have to look to in saying a lot of the things in which we need to see how we can work with this is because, you know, an elder is like a set of encyclopedias. You know, when he dies, that encyclopedia set goes into the earth or gets cremated. The thing in which we have to do as elders, we have to stop being generational thieves. We have to be able to pass down the experiences and life-lived knowledge that we have to help the next, your generation and seven generations to come, because we can go back basically seven generations behind us. We carry that seven generation because I know my great-great-great-grandfather. Folks.
Okay.
And so if I can carry that into us, because what we're looking at is kind of, you're talking about the shootings. The shootings began when they came off what they call, when they came, invaders came in, brought in the technology gun, because they brought the gun here. There was no guns here. And this is what the tool that they used in their techno way of massacring and doing what we're seeing that's happening in the news today. And then they wrote up a set of laws, First Amendment, Second Amendment. I have the right to say what I want to, and I have the right to shoot you if you don't like what I say. Second Amendment. First Amendment, I can say what I want to say. If you don't like it, then I get my gun and I'll shoot you for not liking what I say or believing what I say. So we're looking at a perpetual colonization, because what has happened is we've created environmental depression. Mm-hmm. The people are living in environments that create depression, because you put in what you call an urban area, which means you are banned and disconnected from your mother earth by putting concrete and asphalt and tall buildings that block out the sun. And then you create a pollution of EMF garbage, the person's environment that they're living in, that is messing with their neural net. And my brother that was talking about the neurons and the brains and the synapses, are you familiar with astrocytes?
I thought you were talking to you, Brother Rashid.
The frequency, when you were talking about the brain and the things in which we need to do with the body, centometry.
Yes.
And centometry, do you have something that works with astrocytes?
What is astrocytes?
Astrocytes is the most cells in the human nervous system and brain.
Okay.
Centometers
have all that is needed to put things back to normalcy. First thing must happen.
I'm saying about astrocytes. Astrocytes is in the word, it's named as a cell. It's the cell that connects the pineal in back into the astral plane. The whole nervous system, it has trillions more cells than the brain does. It is the cells that travels the whole nervous system of the human body, carrying all communication, the astrocytes. And so these are the tools in which our ancestors knew how to feed. That's with the monatomic gold, and we had the wearing of certain adornment to help enhance that freedom. These frequencies are being distorted because we're now living in, I said, we were in an urban area. That means you were banned from nature. Now you are in a bandwidth of complete toxation, because you got 5G, you got Wi-Fi, you got cell phone tower, you got all of these EMF fields that you are toxified and living in that environment. Plus you take a creation of environmental depression and the colonization, and then you take on top of that, you're getting absence of food that comes from nature because it's being chemically made, and you're being toxified, and then you're giving your whole gut system is addicted to sugar and salt. So we're looking at how do we get out of this, and I've been working with indigenous nations here in the country, and they're going back to what they once knew before they brought in this book and all of these other things that they brought in here. They had a spiritual concept that they were balanced with the land, the above and the below, oneness in which they had all my relations.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we've got 1 minute to go, brother.
Go ahead.
Kwame.
I'm finished.
We got you. We definitely got. We'll have a conversation a little bit later on. I haven't missed talking to you for a while, so we'll get a chance to communicate. But thank you so much for what you're sharing. And we talk about the electrical field here, so I'm gonna let Brother Abdul Shaheed give us a comment on what you said, and also comments on the previous caller to make sure and ensure that we can close out in a timely fashion. But we're gonna continue this conversation on this electrical field, this nervous system, this brain and mind connection that you're talking about, Brother Kwame.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing, and we appreciate you, and I look forward to talking to you real soon.
while
Brother Rashid, you're just flat out of time. You're just flat out of time. Time go by so fast.
I know. I know. So you want to get the closing remarks, Brother Abdul?
We'll get some closing remarks.
Half of the hour.
We'll get some closing remarks. To address our sister from South Carolina, the human being has two components, one you can see and one you cannot see. But they work together. They're interconnected, integrated, interrelated, and interdependent. They depend on each other. And when it comes to our brain, if our pineal gland is calcified, nothing's going to happen. You have to ionize it. This is the problem. Not only the pineal gland is calcified, the whole brain is calcified. So what are you going to do? This is how you have to cure the mental illness, by ionizing the brain and nourishing the brain properly. There's many different things that must happen to reverse the condition. And this is the part of the reason why we have mental illness. We have all these toxins that we're breathing and eating, all these things. But no one is giving us any solution. And we're not going back to the Stone Ages, Brother Rashid. We're not going back there. We live in a modern time, modern day. And we have all these chemicals, industrial chemicals everywhere. Now we must learn how to address and deal with these things. And we can deal with them. We must ionize these things periodically from our body. We have to remove blood impurities. And we have to learn to follow the rules, the system that the Almighty has put in place that govern human anatomy and physiology. Those are the rules to health, the laws of physics, the iron rules, the sulfur rules, the pH rules, the natural laws, the universal laws. All of these things are systems that the Almighty has put in place. He has microbes inside of us that enforce the health rule when you break the rules, when you break the law. These things are also feeding on us because protein that we're made out of is food for microbes. If you don't understand these things, you can do all the philosophizing all you want. Not going to mean a thing. We'll be eating from the inside out, and our brain will still be impoverished. There are basic things, rules that cause us that we must learn to live on this planet. Simple as that. And no one has taught us these things. They're not that complicated. But there are systems in place that we cannot even see that govern everything. And the Almighty don't have to come from anywhere. He already put system in place to keep us in check. And when we violate the rule, we're gifted with symptoms and disease. When we're in compliance, we're awarded with health. And we're able to figure things out. Matter of fact, it takes those neurotransmitters for a human being to be human, to even have a conscience. People cannot produce these things because of what they're eating and exposed to. So there's more to be said, Brother Rashid, but we're going to have to
keep
to our time.
Next week.
Yes, we'll continue next week. There's a lot more to be said on how to reverse mental illnesses. You know, and it's not that complicated. We'd like to give our contact information for those people who have a need to contact us. Please feel free to do so. But we'd like for you to go to the website of American School of Centometry, not for profit. It is amsos.org. Please give us a call if you have a need to contact us at 678-572-7269. You may send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Also, Brother Rashid, we have planned people that's in the Atlanta metro area. We plan a health workshop, an optimal health workshop, this coming Sunday, which is May the 21st. And it's going to be at Masjid Al-Bayina. That address is 3274 East Main Street, College Park, Georgia, 30337. You may give us a call for further detail, and that time is from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Sponsored by the Masjid Al-Bayina Health and Wellness Committee, we're going to be talking about why people are sick. All these different sicknesses we have. Why do we have them? Either because we are breaking the rules.
We are not in compliance. That's why we have diseases, pure and simple. Brother Rashid, we ask people to join us on Morning Tallying every Saturday and Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. All you have to do is simply call into this number, 267-876-3648, and the passcode, 289-2322#. And also every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have this program called Optimal Health on AM 360. You can join us by dialing in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Brother Rashid, it's been our pleasure to co-host along with you on The Signs of Health in You. We look forward to a new episode on next Tuesday, same time.
Yes.
Thank you
yes,
so very
sir.
Much for working with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm looking so far to continue this conversation on the central nervous system
yes,
and the brain and the whole electrical circuitry that makes up this human body. So those of you who are on the line, we will look forward to having you come back next week. But when you come back next week, bring somebody with you because we want to, but we're going to keep an open forum next week just like we did this week because I think we need to address what's happening in our community. And as we started off, the purpose was one thing. What are you doing in your community to make a difference? What are you doing in your family life to make a difference? How many children do you have? How many grandchildren do you have? What about your neighbors? What about our school systems, the educational system, economic system, and our social culture identity has been affected by our inability to think, reason, and process information. And so we need to get back to how our body works. This mass killing thing, we already know what it is. We know how to correct it. The key is this, ladies and gentlemen. This devastating, the devastating consequences of urban violence. We have a new plan to bring peace to the streets, and that new plan is you. You're the person who has to redevelop, redesign, restructure, reinforce yourself, and do the research, do your own study. Kwame made some very good points about getting back to nature. Everybody who's came on the line made some beautiful, beautiful points about what we need to do and how we need to do it. The combination, how to package it. Remember that old commercial used to come on to put the lime in the coconut and mix it all together? You know, it come out with an ingredient that works for us. This is serious. 5 years from now, keep this on your mind tonight. Where are we going to be as an ethnic group? 10 years from now, where are we going to be as an ethnic group? What are we going to be doing? You know, what about our brothers and our sisters? Nobody's ever taken care of us. We have the opportunity to take care of ourselves. So with that, I want to thank you once again. And we also want you to know that here on IWDM Radio, The Science of Health and You comes on at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back here at the same time, same place, talking to you. And then we also want to let you know that there's other things that go on here on IWDM Radio. And we're going to bring Mark Shaheed on to give us some information pertaining to shows for the rest of the week. Mark Shaheed, are you there?
Yes, assalamu alaikum to you once again, Rashid Salam, and to Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to the very astute radio listening audience, IWDM Radio. The beat goes on here on IWDM Radio as tomorrow, Wednesday, is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaw-Dean and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Following that Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, it is the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. That's heard each and every Wednesday, where I'd like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad outside the community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And we will have a very distinguished, esteemed guest on tomorrow. You don't want to miss her, as we will be talking about the leadership and the legacy of preserving the message that Imam Muhammad was blessed to give us for 33 years, his tafsir and all. And so tomorrow we ask that you tune in for hearing Sister Sabri will be with us tomorrow, and that would be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab, that is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and the very distinguished esteemed Quran Shakir, the ATL, the Jewel of the South, will be joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we're going to have some special guests. We're going to keep that a secret, but very special couple that's in the same line of work that Quran and myself are into will be joining us. And we also will be giving an introduction to True Love Recipe, the True Love Recipe. So I think you're going to enjoy this. So you want to be there. So please make sure that you have family, friends, and community members tune in for that. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatul Jummah Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back to IWDM Radio. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Sunday, the longest-running production here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Yes, Words Make People. Once again, with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And that begins Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Monday is the beginning of the week, and that means that it's ABC, like 1, 2, 3. That's Al-Islam-based conversation, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha. That happens each and every Monday, and this is relatively a new production, so you can't have a conversation by yourself. So we ask to invite you to tune in. That starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, Al-Islam-based conversation. And you just heard it live here tonight with the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam and instructor Abdul Shaheed on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. So you know that each and every Tuesday you need to have your notebook and you need to have your pencil and your ink pen to take good notes. Excellent presentation tonight. It starts each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And I want to say stay tuned to IWDM Radio as a new production is on the horizon for Saturday's airspace here. And that is going to be on the Ramadan sessions of Imam Waisuddin Muhammad, so stay tuned for that. Last but not least, IWDM Radio, we support the Muslim Journal, so please keep your subscription up, and maybe you have the wherewithal to provide that for a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or perhaps a pioneer, or maybe a local library. So with that being said, as always, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Back to you. Assalamu alaikum. Rashid Salam.
Alaikum salam. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. But at the same time, I always want to reiterate, please bring someone back who doesn't know how to take care of themselves. The science of helping you is a science. Your health is a science, and quite frankly, you are a science. So come and participate in our interactive lab, to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives for optimal health.
Wake up, with everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Salaam alaikum.
No more back thinking.
Alaikum assalam.
The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 wake up all the teachers. teacher, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Assalamu alaikum.